The business news starts with the business effects of the Mexican election. Mexico's stock market rose nearly 5% yesterday on news that Felipe Calderón, the conservative candidate, claimed victory in that country's presidential election, which does not mean the contest is over. An official count begins tomorrow, and world markets will be watching closely, as NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Mexico has the world's 14th largest economy, way above, say, Saudi Arabia and all but four European countries. It's the second largest U.S. trading partner, ahead of China. So investors all over the U.S. and the world are quite interested in the Mexican elections.
It will affect who decides to move their operations to Mexico, who decides to bet on the Mexican investment proposition.
Ricardo Hausmann runs Harvard's Center for International Development. He says pretty much every business person hopes Felipe Calderón wins. It's a bit of a no-brainer. He's the pro-business candidate with a free market orientation. But Hausmann says a win by left-leaning López Obrador could be better for Mexican business in the long run.
There's an old Brazilian joke that says that politics is played like the violin, that you take it with the left, but you play it with the right.
If López Obrador were to become like the heads of Brazil and Chile, moderate in office despite a radical campaign, it would signal that even Mexico's left is business-friendly. That, Hausmann says, could dramatically increase investment in Mexico. Of course, López Obrador could stick to his radical guns, pleasing his supporters and, Hausmann says, scaring away much foreign investment. Adam Davidson, NPR News.